to take up an issue with Big Fatty, because he mentioned me twice yesterday on his show about, I forget what the first one was, but the second one was about saying that I put 300 movies on my Perplex. But really, it's a Plex media server. And actually now, Big Fatty, I'm up to 602 movies on my Plex server. And you said, he ain't going to watch all those movies. Well, I watched one last night. It was called the... forget all our cares, so go downtown. The Thing About Harry, I think is what it's called. It was not that great, but I watched it. So, you know, I'm definitely watching the movies, and I definitely will be watching the movies all into the future.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty, I'm up to 602.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3403 of the BFO right? The 19th of February 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all gonna tell you about my day and more so-so questions, Big Fatty. Catcher Uppers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you Catcher Uppers today, because, you know, Monday was George Washington's birthday observed. Y'all, that threw off the garbage and the recycling schedules here in Fat Acres. So, y'all, we're catching up. We're catching up, and the recycling gets picked up today. Big Fatty, better get all those empty liquor bottles and wine bottles out there into the canister on my way.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I see y'all, tomorrow, the 20th of February. Y'all, it's a very potent anniversarium. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounded like he had a stick up his ass. Well, no, I don't think so. Anyway, y'all, it is the anniversarium of Archer and the former boyfriend, the current husband, Warren. Oh, Big Fatty, yes, we love Archer and Warren. Elizabeth Warren? No, maybe they're related, could be. Y'all, I heard that they've already had an incredibly expensive meal somewhere, where it's just, you know, y'all, it's just ridiculously expensive, but it was delicious. Oh, Big Fatty, was it Amy's pizza pies and a white sheet cake? No, I don't think so. But you never know what they're gonna do this weekend, Big Fatty. I wonder if it'll result in Archer falling off the bed. Probably so. So y'all, if you see Archer or Warren, wish them a happy.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I guess y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, it's today. Y'all, he is up there in the, where the hell is he? Is he in Minnesota or is he in Michigan? I think he's in Michigan. Up there with his cute puppy dogs. Y'all used to do a little show, and every once in a while sticks his toe back in. But y'all, I am, of course, talking about... Y'all, I've met him at the Pride 48 in Las Vegas. Y'all, I am, of course, talking about the one and only Timmy Sims. Being ready, we love Timmy Sims. We do indeed. And y'all, then, on Sunday, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he is the better half of the Big Ricky family. Y'all, and Big Fatty, he's having to pick up the heavy lifting now that Big Ricky's a skeleton. It's true. Y'all, we're talking about Big Ricky's husband, the provider, Tony. Oh, Big Ricky, we love the provider. We say a prayer and light a candle for him every night. It's true. And y'all, then one of the absolute nicest people I think I know. Y'all, he's Mr. 1234 himself. Y'all, he's out there in the California. Y'all, he always has a kind word. Y'all, it's the none other than the one and only Michael Sage. Oh, Big Daddy, 1234, 1234. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Timmy Sims or the provider or Big Ricky even or Michael Sage on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! All we get, since we don't get any kerfuffles anymore from Jimmy Bear. Well, you know, he's very busy. Very busy. Yes, because y'all, after I spoke to you on yesterday's little show, y'all, what did I do? Y'all, it was a very quiet evening here in the villa. Y'all, I didn't work on the restoring of the archives, although I did get a cellular telephonic device call from the patron saint of the BFO. You know, that's Mr. Tim Kumar. Yes, we Betty. And, you know, he was, he said if he had some time, he was going to try to recreate the BFO look, but in a more modern and more practical version of it, because evidently when Big Fatty created it, that's back when it was the inner tubes were just a series of wires and tubes, and now you can look at it on your cellular telephonic device. Yes, Big Fatty, so he's working on that, and he just wanted to get some information from me and all like that. But y'all, that was a nice little call, y'all. It's just lovely when the patron saint calls Big Fatty to get some technology advice. Big Fatty, it is the end of times. Go ahead, check it out. Nice to know you all. Bye bye now. But after that, y'all, I made me a big old pot of soup. I've got onions and celery and mushrooms and carrots and of course the broth and the rotisserie chicken are all in it. Y'all, there's so much chicken in it. It really isn't chicken vegetable soup. It's chicken with a wave of vegetables over it. I mean, it's so much chicken. But y'all, I decided not to put in the pasta that I had bought to go in there, because y'all, I just decided that I'd rather have, instead of having that as the cob, I think I'd rather have, a saltine cracker with a little pat of butter on it. Yes, Big Betty, we all know you still love that shit. I mean, that delicious saltine cracker with a pat of butter. Y'all, I let that cook on the stove for a little while, but y'all, I finished up my Brussels sprouts and my Cuban mojo pork for my supper, and y'all, I tooted it up all last night. Yes, Big Betty, and y'all just watched some things on the TV machine, crawled into the chamber a little bit before 10 p.m. in the evening, and it was another one of those nights where the temperature went up as the evening progressed. So I did not leave the windows open, and I had to turn the electric camisole down a little bit. But y'all still slept like a baby. Y'all, I did wake up at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, and I said no. No! So, y'all, I got up and I TT'd and I went right back to bed. Big Fatty, thank you did it. Thank goodness you did it in that order. It's true. Then y'all rolled back over, and y'all, it's just been raw. It's just been one of those dank days. And so, y'all, I just rolled right back over. Y'all didn't stir again until 20 minutes to 9, B, ready? Anyway, y'all, so slept well. I didn't have breakfast. I just had my coffee. Y'all couldn't get the Sudoku today. Just couldn't do it. And y'all read the paper, and then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all just walked around Fat Acres today. Decided, since it was, I was kind of walking between downpours and misting and all that, I just did Fat Acres, but I got my nipple walk in, and then I came back, got my share, and y'all, I heated up that soup, and I didn't have saltine crackers, y'all, guess what I had? I had Melba toast and butter, and y'all, it was delicious with the Melba toast too, and I've filled the gullet with a homemade chicken soup, and y'all, now here I am recording the little show, which means that pretty much was my day. That was a boring ass day.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Digger. And Digger, y'all, Digger put on his Twitty that he was inside of a block of ice, so it must be cold at whichever of his places he's at. And y'all, T. Wiggles and him went and celebrated by eating in an igloo. Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that Peter G, and I have a so-so question for you. So, whenever you get around to playing it, it's okay. It's not that important. Play the music.
Big Fatty, We did.
Okay, so my so-so question, and of course I have to say that I'm not eligible to win, so Kathy, you can mark it down, but we're not going to use this number in our random drawing for the wonderful adequate prize. My question is, Big Fatty, you have never seen the elderly move faster, except maybe Granny on the way to the public toilet. You've never seen them move faster as when the garbage men come around this neighborhood where there's like 9 out of 10 people are over 90 years old and pick up their garbage cans, or as Paul Chandler might say, their dust bins, and empty them into the big truck and then put them back down. And those old people are out like a shot to collect their empty trash cans. So I figured, well, you're older. You're like 3,000 years old anyway. So my question to you, my very so-so adequate media question to you is, how long after the garbage men come by the villa there, are you out like a shot to get those cans back? I don't know what people think that's going to happen to their garbage cans if they leave them out for 10 minutes, but yeah, how long do you wait when the garbage men come to get your cans? That sounds vulgar, but you know what I mean. Okay, Big Fatty, thank you so much. I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you. Bye. Love you. Goodbye.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is that Peter G., one of the sponsors of the So-So Question Month contest. And Peter G., first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Still think you and Dr. Stone ought to do your own little show. Absolutely a so-so question. Big Fatty is in no hurry at all to retrieve his wheelie bin, I think is what they call them too. I'll roll it back up when I get ready, or when I'm coming home from a nipple walk. But there's no urgency on my part. Big Fatty, unless you have to go to the toilet, and then it could sit out there for days. It's true.
Hey, Fart, I got a mediocre question. Actually, this is probably a really good question. So I get these calls and solicitations, and they say, we would like to give you discounts on new windows to replace your leaky windows. So my question is, who told anyone that my windows leak?
Dick, I say y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Absolutely a so-so question. Miss Bacon, the best way I can answer this is it's the same people that told about your leaky windows. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. It's the same people that told everybody that I'm turning 65 in August because all the Medicare supplement plans are trying to get Big Fatty. That's how they get you. They know you're just getting old as dirt, and that you have leaky windows, and it's the same people. They're out to get you. It's true. So, Miss Bacon, I hope your leaky windows get fixed. A little bit of sad news to close out today's little show. Y'all, it was reported on the gay... Oh, dear, I gotta say, y'all, on the gay wasteland, that Frequency, his job at the printing press, newspaper, y'all, it is coming to an end at the end of the month, and, so, y'all, you know, people are going through tough times. I know Drusilla Blomey is still on the hunt. So, y'all, just try your best to keep your chins up and encourage each other. We got to do that. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. You know, he's got an anniversarium on Saturday. And, Archer, I know you're trying to increase your steps every day. What are you up to?
Big Fatty, I'm up to 602.
Oh, well, you'll be up to 602 pounds also if you don't pick it up.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.